Fem unos das Porteo, unos das Amities, Abraham Bimaise, Shimarov, Shein, Mitzvish Maver, Star, Narois, Immensions, Kapitue, Kaskis, it's before the sun had the same city. Intellectual faculty, intellectual faculty. There's no prayer hosts. But my city, he says, there is prayer hosts. But it's unique, in other words. It's not like the Kiyah Misabe and the Osho faculty. Over there, we say Stamabir. Here is a different kind. The answer is in the Kiyah HaMisabi, Kiyah HaMa'arish. So then you say an Aleha, somebody hates a Jew. So he's not there, or why? Because you say that the lack of the sisters of Aleha, it hadn't been such a lack. So he wouldn't do an Aleha. But there is such a lot. Somebody, let's say, is Hashem. So in the time of Mitzvah, why? Because the Torah says, after Shemayah. But when somebody is a kid of the Yikra, it's not Shayach to say, it's not here, because the Torah says, don't be a kid of the Yikra. Because even though there is prayer houses, in other words, houses prayer houses, because Emunah Bashem is of the dvorim that the seichel is machriya. In other words, the Rambam says in Hilchos Aris Chovim to the Mem Shono. Kikir Avon is there. Chaim says, Oma Avon, Yishna Akodo, Shemim Gimu Shono Yikir. Avon is there. Why did Rambam say the Mem Shono? The Teretz is the only Toshi Rambam is the Tashi in the Rambam. The Rambam, at the beginning of the Seder Apeire, says, I say this, the Amud HaChochma is Leila Shemesh HaMotzorish Umam Tzikon Nitzu Yuchon Nitzoyim Bishomayim Vores Uyimim Tzuel Uyimim Tassim Motzim. So the Rambam is not a Shem the Shem. But the Mitzvah is Yediyah, not a Mune. However, the Rambam Tzifra Mitzvahs, he says, Mitzvah Rishenu Shenistavu we will not say these bachos. So this is a moon. There's no time. Because both are Michlav in the mitzvah for Nechel Shemayah. In the Alp Shemini and Mishlav, Amir, at the end of Yev, the Alp Shemini mentions Echon HaChochma Mitzvah. Where is the source of wisdom? So Beze Arei Meir, Blazer in the late and Yeshua in the race. If you ask a child today, go to the first grade to my child in kindergarten, where is the source of intelligence? Everyone will tell you a prayer. Now the heart pumps the blood. But where is the source of intelligence, of wisdom in the brain? So how can Lezard Mokin say is right? The answer is there are two kinds that I discussed in the book, Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind. There are two kinds of wisdoms. There is logic of the mind, let's say physics, chemistry, mathematics are based upon logic of the mind, not logic of the heart. One can be the biggest harsh in the world, you can be a Nazi, and still get a Nobel Prize for physics from Pelican, from one of the biggest scientists. He got a Nobel Prize together with Albert Einstein, and he was a Nazi. That's logic of the mind. And then there is logic of the heart. So the question is, what Techra Chochmitzu, what wisdom is more effective? The wisdom of logic of the heart or the wisdom of logic of the mind? So Reza says, Belayu. Yeshua says, Belayu. It all depends. Let's say, in understanding the mitzvahs and the laces of the chiddush and boring, the doctor tells you to keep the coat, the jacket, so while you do it. So, if you call that afraid of your feet, if you feel cold, so you probably have feet. Anyway, so, in the area of chiddush and boring, so, the guiding thing is logic of the mind. You can't understand in the Shabbos Ezekiel Kamel Tzir last day through logic of the heart. So child, I have to use deductive method, inductive method, logic of the mind. But in the area of Chiddush HaOlamos, so there, most of it has to be perceived through logic of the heart. In other words, the Rambam doesn't specify alright, in one halacha he mentioned, but in Shabbos, till in Shabbos. In the Kiddushes, he mentions that the proper meat is there, but it doesn't, in everything, in food, in sleeping, you know, in all the behavior things of life. But it doesn't, even though the Rambam does, I mean, but that's not important. It doesn't tell you exactly how much what you should eat at breakfast, and what you should eat at lunch, and what you should eat at supper. It doesn't tell you exactly the details how to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever love is of the essence, or sine is of the essence of love, like Sisna. So that has to be perceived through logic of the heart. So when the Rambam says, when Amram says, the men shono yikavon is mirei, he means Avram was the first one to make his mirei in the pagan world through both channels, the logic of the heart and the logic of the mind. And the Midrash that says, the men shono yikavon is mirei, so the Midrash explains how was make his mirei. He said, Moshe, a certain person was walking in the desert and he was hungry, he was thirsty, and then from far he saw a certain palace. So he rushed over to the palace and then he looked through the cracks and he saw so much light inside the palace. So he said, impossible that this viewer has no owner. It's logic of the heart. It's not logic of the Rambam, when he gives his proof from Tzir's Avera, he does not mention this. That's logic of the heart. So even a child can understand. You ask, how is it that Avraham Avinu, Echad Olei Avraham Avinu, the answer is, because in regard to the Mauritian, so Mitzir Sabeirei in der Sprache Parties, was the poor believing. But then, generations of paganism, some they are raised to believe in idols. Some really believe in idols, the Anusu. But somebody who is not raised under any faith, paganism or monotheism. So monotheism is the most important thing that is not to believe for. And that Avraham Avinu was not, even though Avraham Avinu was raised under paganism, he was a yachid in that. So it's not just barely when he's 3 years old. But when he's 40 years old, he was Machiavelli's Bele from Seichel, from the logic of the mind. And then there is no stira between the Rambam in Hilchos Yisidei HaTeireh and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam in Yisidei HaTeireh has reference to a person who has a big Seichel. Like the Rambam himself. So then he's capable of perceiving Mitzvos HaTeireh, the logic of the mind. And the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos is reference to an ordinary person who does not have such a big mind to philosophize. So then the mitzvah is out there in the country. The Rambam mentions in the beginning of the Yisrael. Gays are like him, the Halavin, Haile, being a Nehraim, the Hushal Yifne, a Havides Kohavi, the Halavifne, a Hell, the Derash Race, the Mice, a Rizalik, the Loyabis Kohavi, the Vadushos, the Hafnis, a Hell, Marshal, a Kamarshovish, who gave him with the Odom, like a Nikamifra Teo, Muzorman, Shalal, ונשיא הדתים וכך ונחשי ונמשך אחרי אורי עלי ונשדייתי שלא דמוצור ולא יקרע די שכרים להסיק או אמס הבורי ונמושך כל אדם אחר אחרי סליבי נמצא מאחרי וסעילום ופקיץ הביתי קיסד פומן יוסר אחד יש כחבי ופומן יחשי ביחוד אבירי שם הוא שם עיני מלמיילו, מלמטו, מלפוני, מלאוכי, ופומן בנבוע, שם הוא ימי, שם אינו, ופומן בתאו, שם הוא נשמיים, שם אינו, ונדיע עמידי שיחיות מוכן, אשר ידע אמס על בורי, ונמצו יצר דמינס, ועל זה עניין זה יזיר תאו, ונמר לזה סורך לבפון לחניך, כלו ימר לנימושך כלכם מכמחת הייתה עצום, כלו שנראה מוזבל ספנות, person considers his mind. Maybe the police and this, maybe not. Maybe there is a revolution, maybe there is not a revolution. So he's able to answer the soul because if you would try to consider it that way, and most people's items so might come to conclusions about the boss, who has to show it. Right? He might come to the process. The doubt, the skepticism itself makes him into a kid. But if somebody is an agnostic, he's also a mumachadre. So the Rambam doesn't mean he'll really think what he says for argument's sake, because the Rambam himself doesn't mean he tries to prove it's his idea. So, Rambam, the Gemara Paskes, Rav Sadi Goyen. So they say, for argument's sake, if there is no Bereilom, so then it should be sold. Since it's not sold, so there is a raya that there is a Bereilom. In other words, not that for a moment has to show them, it becomes a gift. If for a moment has to show them, it becomes a gift. So it's not the chaos. He's already has a dinner. And then he comes to the conclusion that there is a burial. So he does shuva, all right. But the Rambam means if he does it by sale, and for argument's sake, he assumes, let's say there is no burial. So in other words, so when the Rambam says, you know, he says out there, that in these days I'll give you idea, the Rambam is reference to a person who has a very, which has a big intellectual faculty. So for him there is no sakone. For him there is no sakone. But for an ordinary person, on the contrary, the mitzvah is derech emunah. Not derech ibur. If he tries to perceive the Rebbeinu, to the idea, he's either allowed to rise as a shvah.
But he's following his lo sasur achrei levavchem. I thought there's this law. I mean, the literal meaning of the pasuk is that you should not follow your legs.
Awesome. But so how does the Gemara say Vachas Achel Bavchem Zubinus?
Right.
Rabbi Chanan Wasserman raises this question to King Saras, and I heard from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Yaakov Kamenetsky was probably the biggest book in Torah after the Ptir of Chaim Hela. He was probably the biggest book and the biggest body. So he said that Lev is not limited to the heart, but Lev has reference to any center. Lev Hayam. Lev Hayam to the heart, to the center. It's an innovation of many, many eyes. And I think, I mean, according to what Rabbi Kamenetsky said, why does the Torah say, Achrei Livavchem? Why doesn't the Torah say, Achrei Livchem? Livavchem means, it's true, Rosh Rabbi, the Torah says, Achrei Livavchem means, don't explore without discipline your heart and your mind. That works. The person has to discipline, has to have control over his heart and over his mind. Here's the question: how can one control his emotions? He certainly can't control his emotions. But the Torah says, "Resistance of the Chabad," so he can control his emotions. Many times, I become very angry at certain people because they were very unfair to me. But I know, I have to control it.
And what do you do?
What I do? I say, well, that person is a stupid person. I shouldn't dislike him. He's stupid. He's narrow-minded. That's all. Why should I have a dislike for him? As the Shalman Yidolim says, "After Rachav Meyachon." So Moshe Yechot Shochit Habosom, and then as he used the knife in order to cut the meat, so accidentally and inadvertently, the knife caught the left hand. So will he punish the left hand, the right hand? He will not say Ein Tarasai. The right hand Tarasai. So that's how it is. That is the way you should, that's the attitude you should have towards any other Yisrael. After all, over there it's unintentional. Here it's also unintentional. Most people, of course there are exceptions, but most people, when they hurt others, so it's not intentional. You see, sometimes parents hurt children so much, so it's intentional. Most of the problems that children have are due to the parents' relationship towards them, because they don't know how to reprimand them, you know. So that's why there is an union of clear hofshes with other emotions. Now the Rambam himself says no chazdeis. I mentioned yesterday. No, I didn't mention it yesterday. The mitzvah of Kechoche is the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. Is in two ways. One way of Kechoche is if a certain person was even Havere, so he's Mechuyev to be Mechiach. תקבוב מלחזדיס הלוח הזין הורי החבר שחותו או שחולה בדרך לתיבו מיסו להחזיר על מוטי ולהגדיע אישו חייתי על עצמי ממאי סברוי שנמר רכיח תכיח נמשך הרי מכיח אז חברי בין בדבור שבין אלי בין אלי בין בדבור שבין אלי בין המוקים צורך להכיח את בין אלי בין עצמי וידבלי בנחס ולא שנרקו והדיע שהדיע שאין עלי אלו לתבוסי להביא אל חיילם הבא אם קיבלו ממנו מוטן כבר יחיכם את המחנו השלישס וחיים תמיד חיים עוד אומר יחיכם עד שיקיר אחי תגיד שמיע בכל שאפשר גדולים חזר לביכם הוא נתפס באי ואובי Now, then he says, now look at this. Misha chotol of chavirei, v'rotzol echichei, v'lo yidam elei klum, v'pnei shoy achiti, hedid v'yisea. Hedid v'yisea. Oy shoy shidaiti mi v'shevet, mi v'tshuveshes, u'mochale v'libei v'lisot mi v'yichichei, הרי זו מייס חסידס והקפיא יותר על המשתום ולסית השכיחו חסיס נשכיחו לבפחו או לסיקים לסיתר לא לפעמים לסיקים לסיתר if a certain person if she men אסת רובי השלי נינוח יקחת במוח ללמור אני ארחש את זה and רובי said הנה מה שלנו then, so Uvein acted unfairly touching him. And then later, so Uvein eschimen ashmeni kadim. And he tells him, no, I'm not going to marshal. You didn't lend me your ex. Why should I lend you your ex? So they found me sick. If he does lend him the ex, he says, you see, I'm not like you. So then he's over here, and he's sick. So in other words, there is an Indian not to have any grudge against somebody. Now, in regard to blood, תוכיח תוכיח עשה מסכו ומסיסו לתוכיח So the Rambam says the Pshat is in this based on the Rosh in the Safo ומסיסו לתוכיח that it means יוכל יחיחי ורבי נשמיש עד שפונו משתנים ומה ומסיסו לתוכיח That was private. Ramban Chumash explains it differently. He says, Lishite, Lishisha of
Chumash,
person sinned against another person, not sinned manish, acted unfairly. Shimon acted unfairly, also. Then, and what does it sound fair? Even if those didn't involve them. For example, let's say Ruvain had a simple, he married of each other. So he invited Shimon, who never been had a simple. Mitzvah, a wedding of his son, his daughter, he always invites him. Then Shimon, listen, didn't invite me, or Shimon did on any reason. Well, there are no things you know in the Rambam that somebody invites you to all these things. So you have to invite him. It's a mean of midasim, the way people feel about it. So then, the Rambam says, if he doesn't mechiach him, and he doesn't come home to himself, listen, why do you act so and so? I feel very aggrieved by that. So then, what he has is a desire. With that, I explained to the Gemara in detail. I'll come to about how he said, holiday of Shabbat. Because of the Hatoyim of Kamsi and Bar Kamsi, Yerushalayim is destroyed. What happened? There is a certain person who made a big mistake for everyone. And then he told the Shliach to invite Kamsi. And the Shliach made a mistake. Kamsi was his friend, and Bar Kamsi was his enemy. The Shliach made a mistake, Kamsi, and Bar Kamsi. And instead of inviting Kamsi, he invited Bar Kamsi. Bar Kamsi has happened to be a cause. I form my enemy, you know. He's sorry, he's trying to make up for me. So he came to the bar. When he opened the door, when the host opened the door, he saw Bar Kamsi. He said, what are you doing? Get out. He said, get out, she said, don't insult me in the presence of an alien. So he says, get out, I'll pay for the whole city. I'll pay for the whole city, let me stay here. So he said, get out. So then he said, all the rabbonim are there, and they were silent. So he says, Shaske Rabbonon, Shumam Nichol. So he decided to announce the Jewish people to Rome. Then he'll tell them that they rebelled against him. But he thought himself, suppose the Roman government asked him, how do you know that I'm going to? Maybe they are just lying. So I'll take, so he said, I'll tell them to send the name to Magi. And they know that it was a practice of the Jews that whenever a Gentile got a payment to be summoned of Ishish, or obviously the Chom, Shemaven, Levi, King Israel. So he said, well, give me the hint. Then you'll see if they're on the market. If they're on the market, then I'm a liar. If they're on the market, then they'll be the best proof that I have done the truth. And the way he made a move in the way, and there's about an hour. So it's all off for an hour. So then, Jesus says, Kamsi, Kamsi, Cholsha. So the question is, I mean, Kamsi was innocent of that. So now I should say, Halbala Bais, Bar Kamsi, the Cholsha. two guilty parties, the host and the accountant. But accountant, what did he do? He's not himself. Accountant was his friend. He had heard that the host, his biggest friend, so he's making a huge party, he's inviting heaven. He didn't know that the shliach was mixed up. He should have gone over to the host and said, listen, he's been my friend all the time. Never I make a simcha, I invite him. My biggest friend, he invited the whole city of Yerushalayim. He knew excluded. So then, he was eliminated. So then the rabbis would have found out of the mistake made by Shliach, and there would have been no hope in Yerushalayim. But he was a guy that he didn't want. He had a grudge in his heart rather than to confront him. So that's why he was in the lab of the Sisal of Chait, Harbor in the Watch. So both shot him. The Rambam Pshat, which is based upon the Tereskeya, and the Rambam Pshat, So that has to do with emotions. The person feels the grudge. Oh, then the Rambam says, if a person feels the grudge against another person, and it doesn't tell him he's either alive or he's sick or missing. But, so he has to, Ibn Afiyah, so the Rambam says, now, that is, Nisha Hotok of Kabir, the Otali Hichet, the Lily Tabele Krum, with Nisha Yachiti headed the Asa, which is a dieting suggestion. Wahale Libe, the Lay Sotme, the Lay Hiche, Harizim Yasidis, like Peter Teo Alam Stop. So, in other words, when I gave it a lot, which is all right, if you have it, much, and you don't try to confront him and straighten out the relationship between him and yourself. But you don't have a lot of somebody who's very unpleasant. What can I explain? He's not too intelligent, he's narrow minded, he's a person with many fears, you know. He has a limited mind, he has limited heart, a nice man basically, but what can you expect of him? He's a little, you know, not there. So then he's not either the lab of the Sisalaf. So you ask the question, how can you control emotions? You can't control emotions. Somebody was very unfair to you. Very unfair to you. So you have either you confront him, but if you think this will not accomplish by confronting him and the country, you can make him more arrogant, you know, that's certain people. Oh, he's sorry. Yes. So become more bitter against him. So then attribute it to his narrowness, to his limited sin. That's the way you can talk. Anyway, please, no time left. We left off in the middle. Now, I mean, Kuk have mentioned the difficult Rambam. I don't know how you can monetize the Rambam. But the Gemara says,
difficult Rambam.
He madam shefri lamali, niboyali, reitanyim nainishim shafo egla. So the Gemara here says that the Aloche Nisarfa Golo and Hakinim Tzaire, he could learn out from the Pasik, Lawless, where you could probably damage the Shabbat. But let's see how the Rambam is. The Afalfish and Insor, it's here. Achar, the Fosso, Hareze Yorik, Shenema, the Atos, the Vaye, Hadomanok. But in order to say, Abachat, the Vaye, Hadomanok, we learn out that the Hariga Bisayev is not the Kupets, not the Kupets, is the Insabot. So I don't know any real Torah, but you could say that after all, the Torah mentions that one pasuk, "La'aretz li'achuf le'adam asher shuvah." The atos ibaya adam anok mikabecho. So this is the conclusion of the psos. So lifi pshuti shel mikro, he tells you one thing. So if Shudish Omikro says that there is no kapor for the land, Jewish people, if you don't meet out Nisei to Yitzchak, Yitzchak is a special kind of kapor. So Mele is a Jewish Omikro, it's one pasuk. So when the Gemara says that we learn it out, Lawless Lechufa Dama Shishofabo, so it also means the whole pasuk. Because that is the conclusion. Since, after all, the Torah is saying, since Lawless Lechufa Dama, so Mele you are duty bound to be Mubayah, to Adom Anoki Mikabech. So it's one person. But the reason is that neither Shatir nor Rashid, there is no Eishes in the Torah, so we learn out another thing too. But with Shatutish only for the Raya, that if the session was found after the Arif of the Egle, so then we still have to meet our English. All right, now, we left in the middle.
Did we resolve the Sefer Chinuch, the contradiction between Psachim and the Sefer Chinuch with Ve'ahavta L'Recha Kamocha?
Oh yeah, that's what we left off in the middle. So, the Chinuch mentions that the love of the sisters of Chichavu Avecho applies only to one who is not a Rosh, but to one who is a Rosh and not. Why? So he mentioned the Pasuk in Tehillim, Misanecha Vishameshno, Uskamecha Eskeita. So Mechasun Hezekashe, that Pasuk, according to the Ramban, in Parshas Chanon, as reference to Rishon Gur, meaning Russian, but a Russian is not a Russian at all. So then the Pasik, the Gemara in Tzoch, and the Yisrael Pasik in Mishlei, Yiras Adishem Sinas Ratu. So the Baratani explains it, in other words, it's unlike a Russian Gomor. A Russian Gomor, like a Mumalachi, Yiram Echuye, it's a mitzvah to dislike. I'm good, but the Rosh Hashanah Gomor, so the Pasuk in Mishlei says, years of the Shem Sinasra, we have to dislike the lining at the same time. A certain person is immorally talking. He always succumbs to his appetite. But he has good qualities. When he's not overtaken by a certain appetite, he'll do many, many good things. Only when he's overtaken by a fit of the appetite, so then he has a greater view in him. His personality has a lot of but you have at the same time he's not excluded from the Mitzvah to Racham Eichel, and you have to like him for the good qualities. How is it possible? I mean, it's an ambivalence, it's hasra, to like him and dislike him at the same time. The answer is, through the emotions you cannot, emotionally you cannot like and dislike a person. But intellectually you can do it. In other words, if you try to eliminate any emotional hatred, emotional hatred means that when you see him, when you think of him, you become excited, you know. Especially you see intellectual dislike. I have an intellectual contempt for his evil qualities. But at the same time, I admire him for his good qualities. But the Chinuch said, the Baal Tanya says, that in regard to Rishonim Morim, or the Torah says, that Mzanecha L'Shem Eshna, Shemecha Eskeito, so then we have to dislike him completely. Not like him and dislike him with an ambivalence. So he mentions the Ramban. All right, we'll see what the Ramban says. The Baal Tanya says what the Baal Chasam says, but the Ramban doesn't say it exactly what the Baal Chasam attributes to the Ramban.
So,
yes.
You don't have, so Ve'ahavta L'Recha Kamocha according to the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't apply to Rishayim Gemurim?
No. On the contrary, because the HaChinuch mentions the Gemurim Pesachim, and this because Gemurim Pesachim deals with someone who Rebbe Barerbo, and we try to Mechiach once, twice, several times, and didn't accomplish. So then Mitzvah is an Eser, not Mitzvah. Shenem Aliyas Adishem Sinasra. And Berachino doesn't mention the Pesach initially. Yeras Adishem Sinasra. He mentions the Pesach until Sanech Adishem Eshton Sukarasek. Because the Berachino holds that no Jew is Ligamre Mufke of Havas Yisrael. Even Rosh Gomor, Imum Al-Hachis, has a certain Nikudi of good in him. A certain Nikudi of good in him. There is a Medrash Rabbe and Parsha Tillis, Vayorach Esrei Abgodov, Altikov Godov Elo Begidov, Ke Yoku Mishite. He was a nephew of the Zugeis, Yesi Begezer, we have a Siddha, to the Torah. Of Yesi ben Yesi, but he was a Rosh, he was one of the Mishyab, and then he sentenced his uncle Lenisi, such a Rosh, can you imagine? And as he was taking him out, Lenisi, his uncle, so he said to his uncle, Chazei Abach, he said to them, Hazel. So his uncle said, why are you diving? You have to be Chazer. I didn't commit his crime. So he says, you still adhere to your money. You see that the Mishyavri are so powerful. So he said, in every Ritzenika, the Ace Ritzena Lachas Kamracham. So he said to him, Haim Yeshodom the Artsisoil, Obeilo, Shu Ace Ritzene, Yesem Hop, and see how you fare. So he said, so he reversed it, he said, Yesem Yezah, in the Ace Ritzenika, such is the Beirinish. So, everything like a camera, they are destined to have even a bigger inch. Nichni so hadova belibe meachnoi. The holach, the kiem be atzme, Dalvin is his best. Yotsovasko, the omro, Yesi ben Yezea, Yesi Shito, Isrois, is Mizuman Chayom Abba. So the letter says, so that's Rea Bodo, Tiko Rea Bodo, La Rea Begin. In other words, even the Begin in the Mishyavi, the Mumu Lahachis be Yisroel, they have a good Rea too. But they have to be reached. And there is a way to reach